God always blesses obedience. Hi, this is John Cobb. Welcome to another Truth in Real Life moment, brought to you by Kids for Truth. Blaine Myron Cederholm was born on June 20th, 1915. Myron Cederholm, as he was called, was saved at the age of 5. He was baptized at age 10 by his father, who was also his pastor. By the end of his life, Cederholm had come to be known as the man with the pipeline to heaven. Cederholm was raised in a wonderful home and knew at a young age that he was called to the ministry. He studied hard, prayed often, and preached weekly in churches everywhere. In 1960, after he and his wife had served in ministry as a couple for 13 years, they were given the opportunity of visiting missionaries around the world. The Cederholms were able to visit at least 325 missionaries in 52 countries. In May of 1968, Cederholm received a phone call from a kind lady urging him to visit Watertown, Wisconsin. Because of her great respect for the Cederholms, she felt he might be the right man to start a Bible college. With less than 90 days until classes would be scheduled to begin, the project of starting a new college seemed impossible. God, however, is known for doing the impossible. In September of 1968, Maranatha Baptist Bible College opened its doors for its very first school year. 172 students from around the country attended this miracle school. Mrs. Cederholm wrote the school hymn, and its third verse reads as follows: "Maranatha, he cometh. Behold in the sky a shout, a voice, the trump of God. Our Lord is drawing nigh. Believe him, receive him, look up, and thou shalt be to the praise of his glory with him eternally." The Cederholms trusted God to do the impossible if it was his will for them to start a school. Do you believe that God can do the impossible in your life? Are you trusting in God to lead you and give you what you need to be what he wants you to be? Whether that's a teacher or a missionary worker or a college president or whatever he may want you to be. Ephesians 1:12, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. Thanks for listening. We at Kids for Truth believe that truth can change your life today. For more great resources, visit us online at kidsfortruth.com. That's kids, the number 4, truth.com.